Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, today's cattle futures rallied back and gained back some of yesterday's losses. The August live cattle finished down 17 at 106.82. That was the only live cattle contract that was lower. December, February, April, June, all up anywhere from 40 to 50 cents. And then the feeder cattle were up 50 in August and closed at 143.22. The September, on the other hand, up $1.20 at 145.72. October, $1.17 higher at 146.52. We did have some cash trade at 106 and 107, which was a welcome sight and helped the cattle futures fight back here today. Box beef continues to move higher. At midday, it was up $2.22 on choice at 219.48. Select up 302 at 204.96. So the box beef has really been the leader here. And then to finish the week, we'll have a cattle on feed report on Friday. Some estimates are out. On feed, August 1st is 100.8% of last year. Placements in July are 106% of last year, and then marketed at 99.6% of last year. And that report will be after the close on Friday afternoon to round out this week. Lean hogs today gave some back here in December, down $1.90 at $53.05.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's the Big Horn Classic of Superior Livestock happening August 17th through the 21st on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts each day with a video auction at 9 a.m. Central Time. 196,000 head will be offered during the week. For details of the lots that will be sold each day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com for the Big Horn Classic.
Grain futures were under a little pressure today with corn down 3 cents, which put December at 341¾, down 3. November beans down 1¾ at 913½. Chicago wheat down 8½ in December at 517¾. And Kansas City down 6¼ at 442¼. So giving some back. The cotton futures today also down 34 in December at 62.94. Yesterday we had a crop condition report that showed a corn good to excellent number of 69%, down 2% following the storm that had major damage in Iowa. And if you look at Iowa by itself, the Iowa corn crop was rated 59% good to excellent. That was down 10% on the week from the previous week. There were some estimates larger than 15% down this week. So I guess in some ways that's a good sign that the crop isn't totally gone. The soybeans are 72% good to excellent. That was down 2% on the week as well. Now, we had a NOPA crush report yesterday that showed 172.794 million bushels crushed in July. That was actually a higher than we've been seeing number. Up last year, it was 168 in the same month. So the crush demand looks like it's going pretty good. Currently, the stock market is down about 40 in the Dow and up 7 in the S&P.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.